Hello everyone, Stuart and Jody here from Carey Baptist Church in Moulton. Welcome to our time of worship together. Because it's the first Sunday of the month, it will be a communion service. So if you'd like to get some bread and wine or liquid equivalent to join us in that part of the service, then you're most welcome to join. Let's begin with prayer. Let us pray. Lord, as we come and gather together in our homes, we pray that your Spirit would touch our hearts and our lives, and that you would speak in and through this time of worship together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jody is going to come and bring us our reading, which is from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. Luke chapter 10. Verses 25 to 37.
It's titled The Parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbour?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" The experts in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise."
Thank you, Jody. Let us pray. Father, we pray that you would speak through your word and this familiar story and bring fresh message to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The last few weeks we've had a baptismal service last week, and we had the AGM the week before that. And then prior to that, we were doing a short series on climate change. And I wasn't really sure what to preach on this week, but Jody and I independently came up with the same passage, so I took that as a sign. It's a very well-known and familiar passage, but don't let that put you off, as it was spoken freshly to me in recent weeks, and I believe it can do the same to you also. 3 weeks ago, I went to the Central Baptist Association Ministers Residential Conference in Highley in Hoddesdon in Hertfordshire. And on the last day of the conference, Dave Gregory, a fellow minister who's a recent Baptist Union president, preached at the communion service on this passage. And my first reaction was, "Not that old chestnut again." But then I was quickly drawn to find myself relating to the man who in verse 30 was stripped, beaten, and left half dead. I was the man on the side of the road needing help. I feel the last 20 months or so have taken a toll on me, left me feeling stripped, beaten up, bruised, and half dead. Or at least not fully alive. Can you relate to that in your own experience at the moment? the social isolation, all the Zoom meetings or meetings online left me feeling drained and feeling like a zombie. In June, I was signed off work for 3 weeks by the doctor due to sort of stress and anxiety. And that did me a world of good having some time off of work. But I'm still not firing on all cylinders, and I'm not coping as well as I did pre-COVID. This will take time, so be patient with me. I think that these last 20 months have taken their toll on all of us individually, as a church community, as a society, with rising mental health problems. Church-wise, it is hard. Numbers are lower than pre-COVID. Some people have not come back. Some people aren't ready to come back. Some people are perhaps got used to doing different things for the last year and a half. And it is hard to get volunteers to keep services running on a Sunday of the different activities that we're involved in. I know that the Girls Brigade are finding it difficult to get volunteers too. And we are now down to 2 deacons out of a potential of 5. So we're running at a 40% capacity. So be patient with us as a church leadership, as we don't have the people power we had previously. As a church community, we are like the man beaten up by the side of the road, wounded, bruised, lacking in self-confidence, anxious about the future. It isn't an easy place to inhabit. And I think we all feel a bit wounded at present. With COP26 going on in Glasgow at the moment, I think we can see the planet itself, like the man beaten up by the side of the road, in need of help and healing. Will we walk by on the other side like the priest or the Levite, who was scared to get dirty or contaminated in case the man was dead, and then they would have to go into social isolation for a week, a bit like having COVID or knowing someone else that has COVID? The Samaritan in this story wasn't good. It doesn't say he was a good Samaritan. That's been added later. It doesn't come into the passage as such. He was just a neighbor who was moved by compassion by the suffering of others. We don't know what his moral character was like. Maybe he was a bit of a chancer. Who knows? Are we prepared to be neighbors to each other? Some of us feel battered and need help. Are we prepared to help out when others are suffering or overburdened? What part can we play in carrying each other's burdens at present? We need healing as individuals, as a church community, as a society. The creation itself has been beaten up and abused by us humans. What part can we play in our own healing, in our church community, in our society and our planet, for their healing and wholeness? The Samaritan bandaged the man's wounds, poured oil and wine, which were seen as agents of healing, and put him on his donkey and took him to the inn, took care of him and paid for his stay and his expenses. At present, we may be in need of help, love and care, but we can also play our part in caring for those beaten up by life, especially after the COVID pandemic or in the middle of it. And we all have a part to play in our church community at this time, and to care for our battered and bruised planet. We may feel a bit battered and fragile at the moment, but so are others, and so is the planet itself. We need to show the compassion of the Samaritan, first to ourselves, then to those beaten up by life, and then to the earth itself. Jesus invites us to be a neighbour and to go and do likewise. What is our response? Let us pray. Lord, many of us feel like the man at the side of the road, battered and bruised by the last 20 months or so, and we're still recovering. Help us to also be like the Samaritan that looks to the needs of others when we see that they are battered and bruised and hurting. We also think of our wounded planet. Help us not to walk by on the other side, but to do what we can for its healing and its restoration. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. We'll now move forward to a time of communion. So if you don't have bread and wine in front of you, then press pause and go and get some. So come to this table, not because you must, but because you may. Not because you're strong, but because you're weak. Come not because any goodness of your own gives you a right to come, but because you need mercy and help. Come because you love the Lord a little and would like to love him more. Come because he loved you and gave himself for you. Come and meet the risen Christ, for we are his body. I am the bread of life, Jesus told them. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Let's listen now to the words of the institution of the Last Supper as passed down to us by the Apostle Paul. For the tradition which I handed on to you came to me from the Lord himself, that on the night of his arrest, the Lord Jesus took some bread, and after giving thanks to God, broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant, sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink this, do so in memory of me. For every time you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." Let's give thanks for the bread and the wine. Let us pray. Father, as we gather around your table, we offer to you these gifts of bread and wine. And we pray that you would bless these gifts and use them to strengthen us in our faith as we remember Jesus and all that he did for us, for his life of love and service and healing, for his willingness to go to his own death that we might be reconciled to you. Father God, as we eat this bread and drink this wine, pour out your Holy Spirit afresh upon us and strengthen us to follow in his footsteps. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus took the bread and he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." So let's take the bread and share with each other. Jody, the body of Christ, broken for you. Amen. Amen. Jesus took the cup and he said, "This cup is a new covenant sealed with my blood. Whenever you drink this, do so remembering me." So now take your wine and drink it. Remember that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. Jody, blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. Most gracious God, We praise you for what you have given and for what you have promised us here. You have made us one with all your people in heaven and on earth. You have fed us with the bread of life and renewed us for your service. Now we give ourselves to you, and we ask that our daily living may be part of the life of your kingdom, and that our love may be your love, reaching out into the life of the world. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And as we are gathered around the table, it's good to pray for the needs of our church and for the wider world. So we come in prayer. Let us pray. Father, we pray for the meeting of the diaconate on Tuesday. We pray that you will be with us as we meet together. Give us your wisdom and discernment in these difficult times to make decisions in accordance with your loving purposes. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, I pray for the gathering of Baptist ministers at the Order of Baptist Ministry Conference, Convocation, as we meet online. I pray that you would bless that time of gathering together and that you would use it as a means of strengthening the ministers who gather online. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we thank you for the work of the Boys and the Girls Brigade. We thank you for the leaders and helpers. We pray for Girls Brigaders as they need extra helpers and leaders for their children to adult ratios. We pray that you would draw people who could help in that way. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for the work of Toddle Inn. Thank you for the helpers and leaders there. And we pray for the parents and grandparents and children as they gather there. We pray that you would build up that work and draw people, especially new people in the area who aren't connected and could do with the social interaction and friendships and relationships through that group. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And in a moment's silence, we bring our own needs and concerns to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we continue to pray for our government as it responds to the COVID situation. Give it wisdom in the choices and decisions it makes. And we pray for them as they deal with problems of sleaze and corruption, that you'll guide them to make wise decisions in these areas too. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we continue to pray for the COP26 conference as it continues, for the negotiations between different governments and different leaders. We pray that at the end of the conference, they will come to wise and achievable goals which will safeguard your creation for future generations. Pray for Boris Johnson and his government as they host that. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for the people of Ethiopia, been on our news for the civil war there. We pray for a diplomatic and political solution to that conflict. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, I pray for the people of Nicaragua as they go to their elections this Sunday. The elections don't seem free and fair, and many of the opposition are in prison. So we pray for a longer term solution to the crisis of the people of Nicaragua. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we offer all these prayers and we join them together with the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for joining with us, and I'll close with a blessing. The blessing of God, life-giver, pain-bearer, love-maker, be with us all, now and always. Amen. Go well, and hopefully see you next week.